Today is Monday, April the 22nd, 2024, and welcome to episode 57 of Farm Wife Sexy Life with the Candy Couple. My name is Julia. Myself and my husband Aaron are a small homestead family in rural Southwest Virginia that work every single day on being more self-sufficient, less reliant on outside sources, merging homesteading and frugality. And today I want to talk about homesteading with littles. So Farm Wife Sexy Life is about, you know, motherhood, homesteading, doing all the things we want to do, and how women can be the backbone of a homestead in many ways, or in most family, you know, dynamics. It's slowly shifting to where the man plays a big role in that, but in our household and a lot of traditional homesteading households that you see on the internet and other things, it's the woman who's forefront. She's the spine, the arms and the legs come off of that. She's the backbone of the homestead. And I will tell you, for me, where I struggle the most is homesteading with a little one. When you are a small family, and you're just getting your start with your family in your homestead, and you have lots of littles, and I feel like it adds another layer of difficulty to any task that you want to do. And yes, there is a point where you can include them, have them in there, but there's also a part where sometimes the jobs just need to get done and happen because of timing issues. Right now we have an issue with getting our strawberry bed built. We've got to get this done as soon as possible. Because we have to get this done as soon as possible, that means that's extra work that we need to do to get this done. And it's also in an area where I can't really have her because there were yellow jackets in this area. So if there's still any lingering bugs or anything like that that could hurt her, we don't know how she would react. So we have to take all these things into consideration when we're doing these things. But I have found some ways that really work well for me with a little. As I only have one, we are a one and done family. I've talked about my journey to have her here on this podcast before. And it was a really hard struggle. And we want to make sure that, you know, she's learning and enjoying the homestead and having fun doing homestead chores and jobs. And the homestead brings her joy and not something that, you know, it's a chore. We want to make sure that's how we build this up. Because we want her to take over and have this kind of lifestyle too, if that's what she wants one day. So, for me, you know, you do see a lot of people that are just like, have them involved in every single step of the way. And as much as you can, I do agree with that. Absolutely, 100%. If you can get them involved, yes, have them in it. But again, there are other elements to that. Is it a safe place for them to be? Like, do you have lots of poison ivy? And things like that, where what if they accidentally ate some and it swelled up their throat? You know how they're going to respond to that. When you're homesteading and you're living rural and you're living in places like we live, it becomes a bit more difficult. And when you're out in that element, you're watching them, they're doing it with you. But I can tell you, us walking around the property, it is nothing for her to put a leaf in her mouth. Because she's a toddler, it's what they do. And for the most part, that won't hurt her. But if it were poison ivy and a poison ivy patch or something, I don't know how she would respond. She's not had that yet. Or if she were to get stung by a bee. Erin has had some really bad allergic reactions to the point where, you know, we have to make sure we have things on hand for that. We don't know if she's going to have that same reaction to bee sting. So we try to be very careful when it comes to that because we don't know until it happens. And what I would prefer to be a little bigger. And that's just one level. And then sometimes you just need to work. Adding a little adds extra time. You're going to probably triple, quadruple your timing. And that's okay. And a lot of times, it really is. You can add that extra time, but sometimes you have a job that you've got to get done and you don't have the extra time built in because you have the next task that needs to be done on top of that other job. So, let's talk about homesteading first. One of the really big things that we do is we have set up places or a way for her to play outside when we need it to work and keep an eye on her. So, if I can't keep an eye on her the entire time, I have a safe place for her to play. I know it's safe, as safe as I can make it outside. And she can play in that area. She has her own toys, her buckets. It's an outdoor pack and play. It's what's there for. It has a shade to go with it. So she is safe. You can put a water table in one of these. And I mean, I just imagine all the fun and joy that would bring to a little. It would just brighten their day. And for Isabel, in all reality, a bucket and two water balls is all she needs to be happy. We got her a little bucket, a shovel, and water balls. And that's what we use. And we bring out a stuffed animal that can be washed. It's made to be washed in the washing machine. So if it gets dirty, throw it in the mud, throw it in the washing machine, it's fine. We also have a bubble machine. So I can turn on the bubble machine, let that go, and she will just have an absolute ball. Whenever she outgrows that area, I have another one I could set up that she can stay in whenever I need to work in a particular area. I can see her, I can get to her, but she is in a safe spot. So that's my big thing, making a safe place, especially if your property is not like a big long field, like a big long flat field. I know a lot of land out there is, but if you have struggles when you're on a mountain that they don't talk about. Like, everybody has this dream that they go living on the mountain so easy. It's so nice and pristine and it's beautiful, and it is. It's all those things. But the land's not flat. You have to make it flat. And it's so, so much harder because you're going to deal with so much more things. Rocks that they can fall and hit their heads on. All these other things that you have to deal with. Depending on your location. So it's just one of those where if you have a safe space for when you need to just work and get the job done, have a safe space. Bring them into the chore as you can. The chores that she can help with. Slow introduction to animals. Had her try to choke a chicken. So we're still learning. Gentle hands. Easy hands. So we do slow introductions, to the animals, to the garden, learning how to take care, not ripping it out. Like, how do we learn, like, this is a plant that we want to keep and this is a plant that we don't. I know Three Rivers, Jessica, she said she had a lot more, success when she moved to raised beds because then her littles could pull out anything that wasn't in the raised bed, but anything that was in the raised bed was off limits. And I think that's absolutely brilliant. I really do. That is an amazing way to do that and handle that. So I think if you have littles and you're starting this, raised beds might be the way to go, because you say, okay, go weed between the raised beds. Pull out all the weeds between them and just make sure they don't go and grab in your raised beds as you're slowly doing it. You can also have them help you with the harvest, holding the bucket, carrying the food. Isabel's a great little gopher. I have the best little gopher ever. She's absolutely amazing. Going to grab and pull. Carry back and forth. I think it's a wonderful chore for a toddler. And as she gets bigger, she'll get more involved. And, you know, it's like, again, we do a slow introduction to all these things. I want her to be a kid. I want her to enjoy, to play, you know, to see. And I also want her to see us working. Like, it's okay to work. It's okay to do a job. And I also want her to have lots of play. Play is very important. I feel like it's like there's this emphasis on kids have to be played with all the time. And you see it, it's like screamed at you. They're only young once. You need to sit down and play with them all the time. And yes, there are times to play with them. There are times to do things with them. But them being independent is important too. And I'm all about independent play, having a little bit of that mixed in with play with mom and dad. I think independent play is probably more important in a lot of ways because it builds so much for that child. I know for Isabel, she gets a little bit of independent play every day in her imagination, and it's just absolutely amazing. It's absolutely amazing. Put on music for her so she has some sound, and that works really well. and she's having her stuffed animals ride on a horsey that'll roll across the floor. That's what we're doing. And she came up with that on her own by seeing it, by us playing with animals, stuffed animals that way before, because she had a little unicorn we would do that with. And she saw that such a long time ago. Now she's incorporating that into her own play. She sees toys in different ways that I would never see them. Like, there's a Lego. She sees it as a car. Like, it's a beep beep. It's a car. Because her brain sees things in a totally different way. And it's not filtered by my expectation of what this should be. And it allows her to imagine and play and bring new life into anything that she's doing. And I find that just to be so refreshing. And I feel like it has done so much character building for her. I feel like when we force kids to be super involved with us all the time, you lose that. You lose some of that. They need time to be themselves and play too. And that's okay. It's okay to have independent play. Like, okay, I'm going to set you up to let you play with your bubble machine and whatever while we are right here. If you need us, we're right here. You have all the things that you need to take care of them. And it's okay. Because on the homestead, there's this idealized way, like everything, you could take the time to slow down, do the job. I want to know where these homesteads are. Because I feel like right now, we're in crunch and rush time trying to get everything done in just a little bit of time that we have, because we only have a little bit of time to get it done. And I've never experienced this idealized, everything is slower and smoother and easier. Because I know, like, I have seasons that are coming up where I'm going to be utterly slammed from, like, July to October, November. I am going to be slammed in my kitchen. All the food preservation, all the things that I need to do to get done is absolutely slammed. Time, and it's really hard to think like, oh, well, you can have your kid in there doing that. And yeah, there's a lot of parents out there that have their 2-year-olds who make their own breakfast and all of that. I'm not that parent, and that's okay. I feel like you have to parent the way you feel is best for your child. And for me, all I wanted to do is to tell you have options. You don't have to fall for this, again, I'm going to use this word again, idealized image of what homesteading with small children is going to be, because I don't feel like it's that way. It cannot be that way all the time. It cannot. Like, I'm doing it wrong. And that might be it. It really might be that, hey, Julie, you really don't know what you're doing it wrong. I don't think that's what's happening, but we can go with that one. It just seems like and with social media, you're seeing like the homesteading fad come out, and it's like, yeah, we do all this stuff together and we do all these things and it all happens and it gets done and we have this huge garden and we get all this food and all these eggs and all these meat birds and I cook my meals and do my sourdough bread and all this while my kids are right here with me the entire time, 24/7. I don't know how they do all that and get it done. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not that lady. I'm not that person. Sometimes I just need to get work done. And Aaron is, he's primary on Isabel at this point because I need to cook. I need to do these things. And I need somebody other than me to be able to make sure she's taken care of. And I feel like we idealized it to the point, like, I've used that word so many times and I do apologize. It's the one that keeps sticking in my head, that we put these expectations on what our homesteading life needs to be, our homesteading world, and it makes it so much harder for us to live up to this image, and then we beat ourselves up because we don't live this image. We don't. Like, I don't. And I've really had to come to terms with what homesteading looks like for my family. And it's not what you see on social media. It's not. I just homestead. I just do the job I want to do, try to get it done every single day. move another step closer, try to do it with frugality at the forethought. So that way we're, you know, being conscious with how we're spending our money, but also with the thought of how is this going to better our lives, Isabel's lives, now and in the future? Because we're building a legacy here. And again, I want her to be a kid. I want her to be a kid, and you can make it into a game of fun. You can. And I always advocate, you know, have them involved as much as you can. But it can't happen that way every single time. It just can't. So my biggest tip is to create safe spaces as you can. It's great. You want those safe spaces. I would say if you do anything like where we are, if we had like a building with a play, we've talked about putting up like a swing set or playhouse or anything like that. If we ever put up like a playhouse building, we would have to keep an eye on like wasp nests and things like that being built up in it. If you live in an area like that, this is just one of the things that we have to be more cautious of because of our area. So know your location, know the risk, because you don't want your little one to get caught up into a massive wasp nest at the age 2, 3, 4, what, however they are, because you could teach them and, you know, teach them, and then their kids, they're going to grab the wasp nest. It's going to happen. Like, you can't help that. Something, an accident can happen at any time because they're curious. And that's one of the things that is fostered on a homestead, is a child that is curious. They're interested. They want to see what this, what does it do? How does this plant grow? How does it grow your food? And that's what we're doing, is we're fostering this learning, this curiosity, which as they're growing can lead to other things if we're not on top of it. So that's one of the things that we personally look at in our family, is okay, what do we have to be aware of? How do we have to maintain it? How do we have to take care of it? Just to make sure for her little outdoor space areas, we bring them in. That works really well for us. It's very compact. It's such a great idea. You can get them for next to nothing at probably like a kids resale store or one of those pop-up resale things. Well, depending on who's selling it, I have noticed the prices are going up on those. But involve and task, but definitely have your safe spaces for when you just need to work, because there are times on the homestead you just need to push through and get a job done because of your timing and your time frame. And it's okay. Give yourself grace. That's another thing. Give yourself grace, because we all make mistakes as we go. No parent is perfect. No parent's going to be perfect. We're all going to make errors and think like, God, did I do that right? And you know what? Maybe you didn't. Maybe you did. But you have to give yourself grace, because a lot of times you're learning with your kid, and it does help. And this is mostly like if you only have littles. And I mean, that's what I focus on, because if you only have toddler, younger kids that need more attention versus an older child, it does become easier when they get older. It does, because you've raised them, you've taught them where to be curious, where to be cautious. That has came as they have grown and learned and done things. So that's why it's kind of focused on your small children versus your larger ones, just because of how that dynamic works. But if you have any questions, comments, you could tell me how you manage your homestead with littles. I'd love to share those with the group. I'm sure a lot of people have those struggles. I know I see it a lot in Facebook groups, because they're like, what do? I have these 2-year-old and 3, and I'm trying to do all this work. And they're like, get them involved, do this. And sometimes people, you know, say the same thing I did, create a safe place for them to play. And, you know, for me, it's a balance. It's what parenting is. It's a balancing act. It's what homesteading is. It's all about balancing and figuring out what works best for you and your family. Not what the internet tells you to do. But let me know what your comments, questions are. I'd love to hear them. And as always, thank you for joining me on Farm Wife Sexy Life with the Katie Couple, where we work hard, live simple, and enjoy life. Have a wonderful day.